Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and let's simply get into another course of study, shall we? Now, I'm going to go ahead and preface today's topic by saying it will not be a favorite, a popular subject people want to speak on, but it's biblical, and I hope you understand this comes from love. This is an article, as time has been permitting, I've been going through the archives of the Voice of Truth International, a publication begun in 1993 in Mississippi, and they still publish 4 issues a year. And this is from some issues ago, and it was written by Bobby Dockery, a preacher in Fayetteville, Arkansas at the time, and it's simply titled, 7 Scriptural Reasons for Opposing Abortion. 7 Scriptural Reasons for Opposing Abortion. And everything I say today is going to be spoken in love, dear friends, but we need to speak about this. Now, as we get into this, we see the word abortion is not specifically used in the Bible. However, there are many biblical principles which apply to the subject, which clearly preclude the acceptance of abortion as a moral act. Here's 7 things, and I hope this helps you as you're talking to those around you. Now, we see, 1, that life is a gift from God. In fact, in Acts chapter 17 and verse 25, we learn from Paul's sermon on Mars Hill that he gives to all people, life and breath and all things. We see that human life is constructed in the image of God. We see that in Genesis 1 verse 26, where God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." Because of its origin, human life then is sacred. 1, the scriptural reason to oppose abortion is that life is a gift from God. 2 is that God forbids the willful taking of human life. God forbids the willful taking of human life. Romans 13 and 9 enjoins, "You shall not murder." Now, mankind has always been forbidden to wantonly kill a fellow human being because of the special character of human life. We learn in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, right after they get off the ark and Noah offers a beautiful sacrifice unto God. Genesis 9, 6, God says, "You can eat meat, but you are not to kill." And there was a penalty imposed for taking an innocent life. Your life was to be taken in its place, or in addition to that. So we see, 2, that God forbids the willful taking of human life. We're looking at 7 scriptural reasons for opposing abortion. And here's 3. The gospel emphasizes human worth and dignity. The gospel itself emphasizes human worth and dignity. And you got to remember, historically speaking, Christianity was born into a world where human life was cheap. In the Roman Empire, for instance, which is the time in the ruling class of the world when the gospel was started, 60 million people lived in degrading slavery. Thousands flocked to the gladiatorial games to cheer on the senseless butchery in the arena. And it was an accepted thing to abandon or drown unwanted or sickly infants. We see that was back in the Roman Empire. 99 out of 100 families made it a practice to abandon ill babies after the first. And abortion was widespread in the Roman Empire. Yet in such a world, the teaching of Jesus emphasized a radically different attitude towards life. He stressed the worth of the individual, insisting that he had come, and I quote Hebrews 2 and verse 9, to taste death for every man. Jesus taught that the little children were precious in Matthew 19 and 14 when he said, "Bring the little children unto me." And society was literally revolutionized. The influence of Christianity led to the end of slavery, gladiatorial contests, the murder of infants, and abortion in the Roman Empire. So we see reason number three scripturally of opposing abortion is that the gospel itself emphasizes human worth and dignity. We're up against a break here. Let's go ahead and take it. When we return, we'll have reasons 4 through 7, scripturally speaking, of why we are opposed to abortion. Hope you'll stay with us after this short little break with an invitation to attend the Arlington Church of Christ.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and we are simply reading the Word. We have been tackling a very heavy subject, but yet one that needs to be preached about, and so that's what we're doing here today. We're looking at 7 scriptural reasons for opposing abortion. Now, before I get back into this, if you're just now joining us and you go, oh, I would love to listen to this again. Oh, I would love to send this to so-and-so. Well, they're all archived online. Wouldn't charge you a dime for them, okay? I know some religious programming that you hear out in the world, they want you to send money to. I never ask for a dime. Everything is a gift from me to you. And you can hear the audio archived 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. This is program 192, 7 scriptural reasons for opposing abortion. You don't have internet access, you want a hard copy of it, drop me a line, Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. That's Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. Let me know how I can better accommodate your request, and I'll be glad to get that to you just as soon as I can. We're looking at 7 scriptural reasons for opposing abortion. This is an article written by Bobby Dockery in an older issue of The Voice of Truth International. Number 1 is that life is a gift from God. Number 2 is that God forbids the willful taking of human life. Number 3, the gospel emphasizes human worth and dignity. And we pick up now with number 4. The Bible teaches that human life begins in the womb. Human life begins in the womb. No distinction is made in Scripture between unborn and newly born babies. There is the same Greek word, briphos, that's how you would say it, at least in the English, is used in the Bible to refer to both. Check that in Luke chapter 1, verse 41, Luke 2 and 12. And keep in mind, Luke's a medical doctor, so he would know what he's talking about. And 1 Peter 2 and 2. Now, Thayer, when he was defining Greek words, said it originally refers equally to both the unborn child, the embryo, the fetus, the newborn child, and the infant. One word stands for all those things in the Greek language. The unborn possesses all the qualities of personality. And we see and know that each life is unique. God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5 that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. That's Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. So, reason number 4 why we are biblically opposed or scripturally opposed to abortion is that the Bible teaches human life begins in the womb. And science has backed that up. Number 5 reason, scripturally speaking, we are opposed to abortion is that God condemns selfishness. God condemns selfishness. Selfishness, for instance, and there are a multitude, or a good handful, I should say, of passages on this, but one comes to mind, Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, Philippians 2, 4, where he says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. That's not being selfish. We see, except in cases of dire medical necessity, where the actual life of the mother is at stake, abortion is always a selfish act and a cruel one. That's number 5, God condemns selfishness. Number 6, reason biblically speaking, why we oppose abortion is that those without natural affection are detestable to God. Those, I'll say it again, without natural affection are detestable to God. Among the sins of the Gentiles, which subjected them to the wrath of God, was the charge that they were, quote, without natural affection. You can read that in Romans 1:31. There's about 20 sins that Paul mentions there. That's one of them, without natural affection. The Greek word astorgos refers to a lack of love on the part of parents for offspring. Surely the mother who chooses, merely for her own convenience, to destroy the innocent life in her womb, she is lacking in natural affection. That's number 6. While we oppose abortion is that those without natural affection are detestable to God. Let's look at number 7, our last one, shall we? Reasons why we are opposed to abortion is that abortion violates the golden rule, which states, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, in everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. Now, the application of this principle would close every abortion clinic in the world. What pro-choice advocate would wish to have his or her body dissected, as in a partial birth abortion, or savagely ripped apart, as in a suction abortion, or immersed in corrosive liquid, as in a saline injection abortion? How can those who reject such treatments for themselves justify it to others? Everyone that's an advocate for it did not go through it themselves, or they would not be here to be an advocate of it. That's not doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. So we see rule number 7 then is that abortion violates the golden rule. Quick recap. Number 1, we are opposed because life is a gift from God. Number 2, that God forbids the willful taking of human life. Number 3, the gospel emphasizes human worth and dignity. Number 4, the Bible teaches that human life begins in the womb. Number 5, God condemns selfishness. Number 6, those without natural affection are detestable, I should say, to God. And number 7, abortion violates the golden rule. The basic question reduces to this: how can any people claim to honor God's will while refusing to reverence all life created in His image? That's the conclusion of the article I wanted to share to you, 7 Scriptural Reasons for Opposing Abortion, written by Bobby Dockery in an older issue of The Voice of Truth International. We have talked about a lot of heavy material today, but it is a problem that plagues the world, dear friends, and I hope it has been a beneficial study for you. It has not been an easy one on my part to get through, but I'm glad that we did, and I appreciate your attention today. If you want to listen to this program again, now this is program 192 in our Reading the Word series, which means there's at least 191 that precede it. Good Lord willing, there will be more that will come after it. Now, you can find all of them online anytime at readingtheword.net. READING, readingtheword.net. Click on the radio program and scroll down. They're issued, or they're listed by program number and by air date. And you can play them there in your browser. You can download them. You can send people the link. If you want a physical copy, write to me. I'll be glad to get you one. No charge to you. Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37110. That's P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. We look forward, if the good Lord permits us, to have another period of study set before us here in the near future. Until then, I pray that you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening. May the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. Pray for our country. Pray for our military. Pray for those lost in sin, that the Lord will hasten His return until they can come back. And thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.